All right, we're ready to start authoring some reports, and let's take a quick look at the components we need to care about inside Power BI. There's data that we'll work with that forms the heart of everything, and you need to spend some time there. A lot of people jump in, start making reports, and they haven't really taken their time to shape the data properly, and that's important. Next, there's the reports themselves, which are the visualizations, and then there's dashboards that you can get. That's in the service, so you would publish, you create a report from data and a dashboard from reports. It's kind of the way that works. Okay, now how do you do that? Well, it's pretty simple, actually. Number one, you'll connect to data. Number two, you'll shape the data, and this is where you kind of say which columns you want, what the column types are, which rows you want, and so on. In your lab, you'll go through a process of trimming those things down and up, and then you'll model the data. That's where you'll deal with your relationships, maybe making some calculated columns, and even setting the type of data it is, not like the data type, but the category of data it is. I'm going to show you this. It's kind of magical. And then you'll report on the data. You'll make your visualizations. Just to show you where everything's at on the screen, this is your report view, and then the middle part is your data view, and then relationships, because they're so important, are down at the bottom. The relationships are largely auto-generated. It'll figure those out kind of by itself, but you probably sometimes have to come back in and hook up keys where they don't exist, or perhaps even make some. So be thinking about that as you go. Let's jump over to Power BI and let's take a look at it. So I bypassed the main screen, said okay, which you normally don't want to do, obviously. I've signed in as myself. And the first step normally is to go get some data, and you can see there's quite a few types of data you can get. There's various files you can get, even SharePoint folders that have lists in them. You can go get those if you wish. XML, of course, Excel, right? The world's largest database. Oracle, MySQL, Teradata, SAP, IBM, those kind of databases. Even Access, we say it with quite interesting hubris to put Access in the database area there. Azure, of course, this is the thing we've been thinking about. The one I wanted you to see here was the HD Insight that we worked with. So we could have gone straight at a Hive query instead of dumping things out into a table. It's just that's the way that worked. Now, there's a bunch of online services, and this is where if you are a vendor, your company could be here, and we'd like them to be here, and your customers would like them to be here. There are some links for you to go learn how to publish to the gallery what's available to you, and there you go. And there's some other sources that you can get, like an OData feed and so on. Speaking of which, do you remember the OData feed I talked about that has Northwinds in it when we were looking at things in R? Well, I've actually connected to that data, and that data set's actually right here. So I've actually went out and got it, and this is where I wanted to kind of show you some of the modeling. So let's do a couple of things here. I'm looking at, let's do customer demographics, maybe customers. Okay, here's my customers. I've got a customer ID, a company name, and so on. But do you notice here I have an address column? Do you see that? Let me show you what you can do inside your modeling. One of the things you can do is not only the type of data, you know, it's text and its format is text, so you can show it differently than what it is. This is interesting. Data category. It actually understands addresses, cities, continents, counties, latitudes, longitudes, place, postal codes, and so on. Now, why is that important? Web URL, image URL, barcode. Why are these things important to set? Well, we're in customers and we've got address. Notice it's got a little globe around it there. Let me show you what happens when you're authoring your report. So I've gone in, I have made all the changes here. I've made sure I care about the columns I want. I don't. I can remove columns I don't want. I can change the query for what I've gone after. You'll do all of this in your lab. I've managed my relationships inside the tool here, and you can see them here. I've got them all managed and everything hooked up the way it's supposed to be. And now here I am at the visualizations page. Now what I can do is go grab those customers and watch this. I can simply grab the address, move it out onto the screen and let go, and it automatically knows to use a map. Why? because I told it that it was a city type, so it knows where those cities are. And if I wanted to get maybe the customer ID, I could drop it on there and I would get all of the customer IDs automatically show up with the place where that customer is. Now I could add a different visualization. Let's just grab the, I don't know, the company name, and let's just drag it onto the screen somewhere. So I've got all my companies, and I know that font's hard to read. It's not meant to read at the moment. By the way, if you want to change that, you simply click this. You'll go through all this in your tutorials, so I'm not going to spend a ton of time on it. But let's do B's Beverages, whatever that is. And when I look at this, I can actually see where everything is. And as I click on it, as I click on the region or area, let me zoom in here a little bit, and I say, what in the world is that on the boot of Italy? And I can see that that's the company name. It automatically linked these things because I drew my relationships properly and I did my modeling properly. So that is absolutely huge. That's what I'm going to show you about this right now. We'll talk more about which visualization to use when in our next unit. You've got a lab to go do and some tests and things to take. So let's take a look at those, and I will see you in the next unit.